Chapter 7. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4 in all. The sons of Tola, Uzzi, Raphaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Samuel, heads of their families. During the reign of David, the descendants of Tola listed as fighting men in their genealogy numbered 22,600. The son of Uzzi, Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chiefs. According to their family genealogy, they had 36,000 men ready for battle, for they had many wives and children. The relatives who were fighting men, belonging to all the clans of Issachar, as listed in their genealogy, were 87,000 in all. Three sons of Benjamin, Bela, Beker, and Jediel. The sons of Bela, Ezbon, Uzzi, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, heads of families, 5 in all. Their genealogical record listed 22,034 fighting men. The sons of Beker, Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elioenai, Amri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Beker. Their genealogical record listed the heads of families and 20,200 fighting men. The son of Jediel, Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan, Jeish, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenaana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediel were heads of families. There were 17,200 fighting men ready to go out to war. The Shuphites and Huphites were the descendants of Ir, and the Hushites the descendants of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shillem, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh, Asriel, was his descendant through his Aramean concubine. She gave birth to Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took a wife from among the Huphites and Shuphites. His sister's name was Maacah. Another descendant was named Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Machir's wife Maacah gave birth to a son and named him Peresh. His brother was named Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakim. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister, Hamalaketh, gave birth to Ishhad, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemaida were Ahian, Shechem, Likhi, and Anayim. The descendants of Ephraim, Shuthalah, Berid, his son, Tahath, his son, Eliada, his son, Tahath, his son, Zabad, his son, and Shuthalah, his son. Ezer and Iliad were killed by the native-born men of Gath when they went down to seize their livestock. Their father Ephraim mourned for them many days, and his relatives came to comfort him. Then he lay with his wife again, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. He named him Beriah because there had been misfortune in his family. His daughter was Sheera, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon, as well as Uzzen Sheera. Repha was his son, Resheph his son, Tela his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Their lands and settlements included Bethel and its surrounding villages, Naaran to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its villages all the way to Aya and its villages. Along the borders of Manasseh were Beth Shan, Taanak, Megiddo, and Dor, together with their villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah. Their sister was Sirah. The sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzeith. Heber was the father of Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, and of their sister, Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were Japhlet's sons. The sons of Shomer, Ahai, Roga, Hubba, and Aram. the sons of his brother Helam, Zopha, Imna, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zopha, Sua, Honifer, Shuel, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shammah, Shilsha, Ithran, and Beera. The sons of Jether, Jephunneh, Pispah, and Era. The sons of Ullah, Era, Haniel, and Raziah. All these were descendants of Asher, heads of families, choice men, brave warriors, and outstanding leaders. The number of men ready for battle, as listed in their genealogy, was 26,000. Chapter 8. Benjamin was the father of Bela, his firstborn, Eshbel, the second son, Ahira, the third, Noah, the fourth, and Rapha, the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephufan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud, who were heads of families of those living in Geba and were deported to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who deported them, and who was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Sons were born to Shearim in Moab after he had divorced his wives, Husham and Beera. By his wife Hodesh he had Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcham, Jeaz, Sakiah, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of families. By Husham he had Abitub and Elpael. The sons of Elpael, Eber, Misham, Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its surrounding villages, and Beriah and Shema, who were heads of families of those living in Ajalon and who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Shashak, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Isliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpael. Jacob, Zichri, Zabdi, Elienai, Zilithai, Eliel, Adaiah, Bereah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zichri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, and Pethijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Shashak. Shamsherai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jerishiah, Elijah, and Zichri were the sons of Jeroham. All these were heads of families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth, who was the father of Shimea. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, and Saul the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merabaal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Teriah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada. Jehoiada was the father of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah. Rapha was his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names: Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of his brother Eshek, Ulam, his firstborn, Jeish, the second son, and Eliphelet, the third. The sons of Ulam were brave warriors who could handle the bow. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were the descendants of Benjamin.
Chapter 10. I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice.
Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again,
I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said,
He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?
But others said,
These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?